we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Oh, good day to you, Brevard County. I just had the best laugh I've had all day. So, thank you for tuning in to WMIE FM 91.5 right here on your FM dial. We want to thank you today for choosing the Refresh Radio program, spending the next half hour with us, whether you're listening at 8:30 of a morning or 5 o'clock of an evening. I know this, God is on the throne, and He is going to do all things well today. One of the things that we like to do here on the program is connect problem solvers with issues that people may have in their life from time to time. And one of those might be your air conditioning or electrical systems needing some TLC. I remember one time that I was working with a pastor, and he was wiring a building, and he said, he literally knocked my hand out of the way. He said, "Don't touch that." I was like, "I wasn't going to touch it." Well, You want to deal with people who know what they are doing, especially with electricity, with your air conditioner. Those, you realize those things are expensive. You don't want to be doing something or having somebody look at that and not know what they're doing. And so I want to recommend to you, anywhere in Brevard County, south to north, Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, 321-632-9538. Not only do I want to deal with people who know what they're doing, and Wyrick, they have decades of experience. They're really, really good at what they do. But I also want to deal with people who are honest. I had a person that told me something one time. This will give you a little bit of insight into my personality. There was a person that told me gave me a quote on a job one time, and I took off my hat and I looked at them and I said, "Do you see all this gray hair?" And they said, "Yes." I said, "I want you to know I didn't get that by accident. I've earned those gray hairs. And don't be giving me that nonsense of thinking that you're dealing with somebody who doesn't know what they're talking about." And I ended up getting that job done someplace else for, you know, much less of a price than what they were going to charge me. And guess what? I didn't go back to those people anymore, because I don't like being not told things the truth. Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, they're not only going to do an excellent job, but they do it in a manner that is going to say, "You know what? I got a great job at a fair price, and that's a win-win situation for everybody." So this coming Sunday, well, first of all, I'll invite you out to our midweek services. We have midweek Bible study going on tonight at 7 for the adults. Our kids ministry starts at 6 with classes starting at 6:30. We start feeding people at 6. We were at one point in time labeled by a staff member as the food church, because we just wanted to make sure people didn't starve. We looked to make it easy for people to get to church middle of the week. You might not think that midweek service is important, but I will tell you, not everybody has that as a possibility in their schedule. A number of our people work second shift, and a couple of months ago, we hosted a midweek day service, and a person said, "Wow, I did not realize how much I miss midweek Bible study. And so if you would like to avail yourself of that, we have that coming up tonight, 7 o'clock, 6 for kids. So one of the ways that we make it easy for parents to get their kids to church is if you don't have to come home, cook dinner, and then race to get people to church by 6:30, we have the food right there. It's on a rotational basis. People from the church volunteer to prepare the meals, and it works out well for everybody. So that way we're able to get the kids out of church on time so they can get home and get to bed and still get to church on time. This coming Sunday is an interesting Sunday because this is a Sunday my worship leader is gone every year. And so this is going to be Throwback Sunday for this Memorial Day weekend where I will be leading worship. And thank God for the people who are going to be there to help me to make that a reality. So we're going to have a great time. We're going to worship Jesus. I'm going to preach the word, and the Spirit of God is going to move. And when we leave, we're going to have a testimony that says this: I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord and get you prepared for the holiday on Memorial Day. By the way, I just realized a praise ye the Lord for Memorial Day. I'm just going to have a moment of revival right here in my chair, if that's okay. Praise ye the Lord. So we're going to be talking this morning about Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. We're talking about one particular beatitude, so I'm not going to read everything the way that I have in previous days. We are currently parked at verse number 9, which says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. It's one thing if you call yourself something. It is another thing when others recognize and call you that and mean it. Now, I've been called a lot of things, and some of them have even been nice, but I like it when people recognize that I have a Heavenly Father, and the Heavenly Father's nature is coming out in me. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. With that being said, I wanted to spend some time going over some of the hallmark characteristics of what a child of God looks like. If you go around, you ask people, are you going to heaven? Oh yeah, I'm going to heaven. Are you a Christian? Oh yeah, I'm a Christian. Now you used to get that answer a lot. Now you'll get things like, well, I'm spiritual, but I'm not really religious. That's kind of where we are in our postmodernism slide away from God, that God wants to turn around. And I believe that that is entirely possible because he has done it over and over again in history. I also believe this, that a genuine child of God is going to be recognized as a benefit by other people. So we want to look at what a child of God looks like. And it's not about a cookie cutter. It's not about the hairstyle. It is not about everybody dressing alike. It's about what God has done in our spirits. So let me take you to John chapter 1. John chapter 1, and we're going to begin in verse number 10. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So a son of God, a child of God, is not just someone who makes a claim. There are many people in society now, they make claims of paternity, from a famous person or from a wealthy person, and there may be no merit at all to their claim. That's just one way that they're getting their name out there. They're getting their 15 seconds of fame. Well, I want you to know that there are a lot of people who may claim to be sons of God, but may not be doing so in accordance with the way that the scripture encourages. It is a right. It is something that is granted to us by God the Father because we believe in the name of Jesus. And he said, when you believe in the name of Jesus, you have been born of God. In John chapter 3, you would find the discussion with Nicodemus where Jesus says, you must be born again. And Nicodemus was befuddled. How in the world is that going to take place? He said, am I supposed to enter into my mother's womb again? And I want you to know, just repeating the same old process is not going to cut it for you. This is not being born of the flesh a second time. This is having your spirit born again and breathed into by the Spirit of Almighty God. He says, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be saved. You will be a child of God. If you were to look in at the very end of John, let me take you back to the latter part of the book of John. I love the Gospel of John. If you are looking for a place to start your reading, I encourage you to go back to the Gospel of John and read that, and then move into the book of Acts, on into the New Testament, and then come back and start with Matthew and go through the New Testament again. But in John chapter 20, verse number 30, it says, and truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. Right there, John tells you the reason for the book of John. There's a reason that John's gospel reads differently than Matthew, Mark, and Luke, that he highlights things that they don't highlight and emphasizes some things that they don't emphasize. And everything that he did had one specific purpose in it, that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ. Believing that Jesus is who he says he is absolutely essential to being a child of God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. And when we believe in him, when we've made peace with the Lord God through Jesus Christ, through his sacrifice, through the work on the cross, like we talked about on yesterday's program in Colossians chapter 1, verse number 20, he says, I give you the right to call yourself my children. You and I, we're adopted into the household of faith. Not because he had to, but because he wants to. And I will tell you, living life as a child of God is better than any other way. I've known some people before as adults, and they went up and they said, hey, you know, can you adopt me? You know, they recognized that they were so beneficial, so good to people in their that they were related to their kids, to the people around them. They said, hey, can you adopt me? And they were actually adults. So I want to encourage you that you avail yourself of your right to become a child of God. Let me take you back to Romans chapter 8. We're just going to touch on these. Some of them we'll go through pretty quickly. Some of them we won't. Romans chapter 8, we're going to talk about a number of things in that chapter. Don't know if the pages ever struggle sticking together for you, but they do for me. Verse number 12. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh, for if you live according to the flesh, you will die. Okay? That's why you don't want to live according to the flesh. It will kill you. The carnal nature is designed to separate you from God forever. It's not just about dying physically, it's about dying eternally. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. I like to put it this way. The devil wants you to exist with a death style. God wants you to thrive in a lifestyle. And so I'll just let you think about that. Do you want a death style or a lifestyle? I want a lifestyle. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. So we're going to stop just there, right there for just a moment. And you can see that if you are a child of God, the Holy Spirit of God, God the Holy Spirit, is intending to lead us, not us lead him. Be led by the Spirit of God. Now there are three spiritual voices that are all vying for your ear. There is the Spirit of God, there's demonic spirits, and then there is your own spirit. You can read, the Bible talks about prophets who prophesy, but it's not from the Spirit of God, it was from their own spirit. So we can't always blame the devil. There have been things that I've done in my life that I thought I had heard from God, and instead I had heard from Bob. God's wisdom is always proved right by its actions. And so many times you can begin to discern the voice of God from the voice of yourself by looking at how things come out. If they don't come out the way that you expected them to, if they don't come out to the glory of God, then you were listening to your own spirit, or you were listening to demonic voices instead of listening to the Spirit of God. When the Holy Spirit speaks, it is for our direction. He gives us insight. He leads us. Okay? So I am not led by what somebody else might prophesy over me. I'm led by the Spirit of God, and that voice of the prophet may be used to confirm something in me, but God is going to be able to lead you. If you're a child of God, you are entitled, and it is expected that the Spirit of God is going to lead you. Now, when the Spirit of God leads you, it is going to be in perfect alignment with the Word of God. He's not going to contradict the Word of God. He's not going to undermine the Word of God. He's not going to ignore the Word of God. He is going to affirm the Word of God. You're going to find the Word of God to be coming truer and more true and more true day after day after day. So if you're a child of God, you are going to be led by the Spirit of God. Now, there are some people that might be like me, that when I'm not driving, if I'm a passenger, I'd better have my hand someplace and my foot someplace, because, you know, I want to drive. That's all. I just want to drive. I don't really like to be the passenger. But I can be the passenger. You know who I can be a passenger with? A person that has shown excellence in knowing how to safely get from point A to point B. At that point in time, I can perfectly relax. And the Holy Spirit will do that in your life. He's never lost anybody. He's never misled anybody. You and I, we can be led by the Spirit of God. Verse number 15, Romans chapter 8. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. Okay? So this relationship, this as a child of God, means that we have access to our Heavenly Father. Now, my parents are both still alive. And you know what my mother wants more than anything else in this life? Is she wants to hear from her kids or on a regular basis, let's put it that way. I get 2 weeks or 2 days of reprieve, and I don't always avail myself of that. She wants 2 days of reprieve, or I get 2 days of reprieve because our schedules conflict on Wednesdays, and she knows how busy we are on Sundays. But every other time, she wants to hear from me. I don't really think that's all that unreasonable. It might not be a long conversation. Now, there are some people that when they talk to their families, it might drain the battery. You know, you're going to talk until there's no juice left in the cell phone. And that's fine. That's fine, well and good. But, you know, my mother wants to know, hey, my kids are glad to have me in their life. And I tell you that to let you know that you are not in this thing all by yourself, that God, when you're his kid, there's something inside of you that is crying out, longing for your heavenly Father. Not as a disciplinarian, but because we're blessed to have him in our life. A lot of people are ashamed of their parents. I don't want to be ashamed of my Heavenly Father. He went through an awful lot. He paid a high price to adopt me into the household of faith. And I'm proud to be a child of God. Let's keep going. And if children, the Spirit himself, verse number 16 of Romans chapter 8, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. The way that the world does this is they will take a DNA sample and they will analyze that DNA and they will see if there is a biological connection between the parent and the child. There should be markers there that indicate that there is something, that there's some sort of connection there. And they can do that with high degrees of certainty and lesser degrees of certainty. And the lower the degree of certainty, the less direct biological connection there is. Well, if God has no grandchildren, that means that he wants to have a relationship with us as individuals, not because of our occupation. I'm not getting into heaven because I'm a pastor. The only way I get into heaven is by being a child of the living God. And as a child of God, that we cry out, Abba, Father, there is not a biological thing that goes on, but there is a spiritual connection. There is a witness that is coming forth from God the Holy Spirit that bears witness with our spirit that says, you know what? You are the child of God. You are a son or a daughter of God. Now, I will tell you this. That is a privilege. That is a privilege. There are things in this life that I never want my kids to experience. I never want them to experience it. That doesn't mean that I always got what I wanted. And there are many things that God has never wanted for his kids. There's pain and suffering and misery and heartache and disappointment and failure and assaults and all sorts of things that God never wanted for his kids. But somebody's heart got hard, and I know it wasn't God's heart that got hard. Sometimes mine has. And so here he says, there's a spiritual connection there. And so I pray that you and I, that if we were subjected to a spiritual analysis, a spiritual paternity test, that the results would come back with 100% certainty. We recognize that this spirit has been transformed by God's spirit, and this is a child of God. Let's move on to verse number 17. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. You, as a child of God, if you don't understand it for any other reason, understand it this way. Your inheritance has changed. The things that are awaiting you have changed dramatically. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I was hopeless. I had no hope that my sin was ever going to lead me where I wanted it to go, where I really wanted to go. But God says, I'm going to make you an heir with Jesus Christ, joint heirs with Jesus Christ, of everything that heaven has to offer. Do you realize, as a child of God, that you have been given everything? Say that with me. I have been given everything, everything that pertains to life and godliness. I have been given everything that pertains to life and godliness. Because of who my spiritual father is, the supernatural provision that has been made available to me and made available to you is more than enough to compensate for anything that might be missing in this natural world. That's why you can see believers who live in third world countries who don't have two nickels to rub together, but they've got Jesus living in their heart, and they are filled with the joy of the Lord, and they're going to worship him in good times, and they will worship him even if they are persecuted for it. They are going to worship him whether they have a job or whether they don't have a job, because they know what a great privilege it is to be a child of the living God, and they're not going to allow anyone to deprive them of the opportunity to worship him and to magnify his name and to celebrate being a child of God. Today, if you're a child of God, celebrate it. Don't try and hide it. Don't try and conceal it. Celebrate it, because you have a great spiritual inheritance. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.